So let's go right now to the KRDO Newsline at 5:37 and visit with ABC News correspondent Andy Field. And Andy, I want to talk to you about a couple of things that are happening today. The first one is this heavy metal guitarist that became the first defendant to plead guilty to federal charges in connection with the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. What's the latest on that?
His name's John Ryan Schaefer. He's a member not only of the band Iced Earth, which is a heavy metal group, but he's also a self-proclaimed founding member of the far-right Oath Keepers group. He was one of the guys that stormed the Capitol on January 6th. He's made a deal with prosecutors, admitting to be one of the first people to force their way into the Capitol after the mob broke open a set of doors. Schaefer sprayed folks in the face with a chemical irritant people know as bear spray, helped overwhelm officers. He was seen holding that bear spray when he left. He turned himself in after the pictures of him surfaced, and he's apparently made a deal now to admit to this and perhaps turn other people in for a lesser sentence. So he's one of the first people out of more than 400 people charged in these cases, and it's not clear what he has to offer prosecutors that's so valuable that they're willing to make a deal with him.
Kind of interesting, too. Obviously, we have that story happening, and then the other high-profile story is the shooting at the FedEx building. I'll get your comments on what the president has to say about that, but first, the White House itself is calling on Congress to pass several bills the administration says is designed to prevent shootings. Talk about what the president is talking about today in regard to what happened at the FedEx building.
Well, yeah, there's shootings at various levels. There's the police shootings of unarmed minorities, but there's also these mass shootings that seem to happen virtually every day now. The president said that the Senate should pass at least, at the very minimum, stronger national background checks with adding waiting periods. And he would love to see another assault rifle ban, which he was one of the people who championed and helped get through the first time. It was a 10-year ban on selling any weapons that were considered assault weapons or assault rifles. And it did make a dent in the number of mass shootings when that happened, but then it was allowed to expire under George W. Bush. And we've seen a steady increase. Now, it's not necessarily because the assault rifle ban was lifted, because they've used other weapons, but certainly there are people who think, what purpose does a rifle that shoots many hundreds of rounds very quickly serve in sport? Even members of the military saying that something like that should not be out in the public here. And I don't know what weapon was used at the FedEx thing, but certainly, this was a very young man, 19 years old. He's not allowed to buy a beer, but he was allowed somehow to get a gun.
Yeah, it is definitely a string. I saw a number that was kind of staggering. The Gun Violence Archive says 147 mass shootings have occurred so far in 2021, and the definition in their eyes of a mass shooting is a minimum of 4 gunshot victims. That is a massive, staggering number. 147 so far in 2021 alone.
Well, the president called it a national embarrassment today, and he's right. We seem to be the only country where this happens on a regular basis. And he said it's not just these a minimum of 4 people being killed in mass shootings, but there are shootings every single day in this country. I subscribe to something called Data Miner, and you may have it too.
Yes, yes.
People in the media, you get these alerts for various horrible things that happen almost by the minute. And I have to turn them off on my phone, because at night there's literally a shooting every 20 seconds that pops up in this data miner showing around the country. It's heartbreaking. So, you know, if you shoot one or two people, it's not considered a mass shooting, but the people are just as dead to the people who love them. And we have this epidemic of gun violence in this country, and not a single politician seems to be able to do anything about it.
Well, it's a story we'll continue to obviously follow, and as always, we appreciate your time on this Friday afternoon. By the way, on a personal note, my class is excited to have you as a guest speaker when we go back to class
I will zoom in. I'll fly in.
No, we're gonna zoom you in. I think that would be great.
All right.
And we'll put you on the big projector, so you'll be a big old. We'll have a 15-foot face of Andy Field. So, all right.
Your producer has my number. So yep. Give me a call when you want to do it.
We definitely will do that. Andy, thanks for the time as always.
All right. Take care.
Okay. 542 on KRDO's Afternoon News. Much more coming up straight ahead. Stay with us. This is KRDO News Radio.